Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
The Michael Jackson estate is in the process of selling half of their interests into the singer's music catalog. It's a deal that could be worth between $800 and $900 million.
Yeah, so my question to you, and this is because we are, for some reason, there's just been a slew of these that have taken place. And I don't know if this is because these artists, in the case of the ones who are still living, are getting older and they say, I want to be involved in the sale of this because it's my music. I want to know where it goes. I want to have a say over it rather than and take care of it while I'm living so my children don't have to do it. We saw Dylan did it. Genesis has done it. Bruce Springsteen has done it. Part of Taylor Swift's early stuff has been sold.
Yep.
This would by far be the most ever paid. I think Springsteen has the previous record at $600 million, but this would, I mean, just dwarf that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking to see because Bob Dylan's was between 150 and 200, and you're right, Springsteen's was 600. So if Michael Jackson, and they're not even talking about selling the entire catalog.
That's like 50% of it.
Yeah, 50%.
Here's my question.
How do you sell half a catalog?
Well, this would be my question to you because you obviously have worked in the business side of radio longer than I have. How do you monetize a $900 million investment? Like, is there that much money in using music for commercials or movies? Or, like, where is the monetization at in a deal like this that can't be that much in films and whatever? I mean, is it to the Spotify's and the terrestrial radio? I mean,
the radio stations,
how do you make your money back
that have
this?
To pay BMI and ASCAP fees?
Yeah, I don't know.
And does Michael Jackson music still get played that much that it's worth between $800 and $900 million?
What a great question. So that's even better, right? Because, okay, you think about what Michael Jackson songs do you hear on the radio regularly? Obviously, Beat It, Billie Jean.
Yeah. Want to be starting something.
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Well, isn't the Alien, was it Adam Ant or Alien Ant? Or
Alien Ant Farm.
Alien Ant Farm. That is the remake? That is the superior version of Smooth Criminal.
But you're only going to hear those on like a flashback 80s weekend or, I mean, are those aren't really in regular rotation on a contemporary hit radio station.
So this is what I'm trying to figure out is, look, I know Michael Jackson obviously was a colossal commercial juggernaut while he was living. And certainly, I mean, he didn't do much in the latter part of his life, but you know, early 80s through the early 90s. I mean, he was by far the biggest star in the world. I mean, Black or White, Heal the World, you know, all of those things were just, you know, colossally huge, bad, you know, but you just, I don't, and I'm asking for pure ignorance, and maybe the answer is super obvious. How do you recoup a $900 million investment when you're splitting that with someone else? I don't understand that.
Okay, and even farther along, there's this Primary Wave Music, which already owns a stake in his publishing catalog.
Well, and it's like when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles. Remember that when that was a huge thing, when he bought the Beatles song catalog? This was in the early 90s, I think, and he played what at the time was a colossal amount of money. There was probably a certain thing for Michael Jackson, a pride thing to say, I am rich enough to own the Beatles music.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson,
prestige.
Sony is not in it for pride. Sony's in it for money.
Okay, now part of this deal with Sony does include MJ the Musical, which is a Broadway show. So they'll get all the receipts, or at least 50% of the receipts from that. And it also includes the upcoming biopic Michael. So is Sony going to get 50% of all of the movie tickets sold and all of the merch that goes along with it as well? Because then maybe you could make up the $900 million depending on if enough people go see that movie.
But we're seeing ridiculous prices paid. Like, again, Springsteen, $600 million. There is no Bruce Springsteen movie.
Right.
Like, you bought the catalog.
Right.
There's no Bob Dylan movie. I mean, Genesis was 300 mil. I mean, it's just there's some reason, again, that this is being done. And in all these articles where I see this, there's not some obvious answer of here's how we intend. And if I'm, because Sony, as far as I know, is a publicly traded company, I would be asking that question if I owned stock in Sony, which is nobody's buying CDs anymore.
Right.
So what?
So where? Spotify?
Yeah.
And really?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
The
I don't know.
Fees that radio stations
Kevin,
get?
Kevin, you look into that today. That is your job because you are a musician and you may need to know this for Uno Gold.
One day when Sony offers to buy all the entire Uno Gold library.
Yeah,
the,
you'll
the
need
catalog.
To know this. So why don't you look into how they're monetizing this? That's your job to figure out. We want at least one thing, how they're going to monetize this and make their money back.
On it.
All right, okay. Perfect.